In this bulletin, 12 COVID deaths in New South Wales and 1,259 locally acquired cases. Victoria reports 423 new cases and 2 deaths. And in sport, a small Swiss football club causing a major upset on the opening day of the European Champions League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Another 12 people have lost their lives in New South Wales with COVID-19 as the state records 1,259 new cases. 7 women and 5 men are the latest to die. 10 of the 12 people who died were not vaccinated. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the curfew in the 12 local government areas of concern will be lifted from tonight. She says that decision comes after the state reached an 80% first dose target for people 16 and over.
This is a whole of government decision based on a number of factors, but I want to send this strong message. We can't move on anything else just now. We need everybody to hold the line. Please make sure that if you do live in those local government areas of concern, that you'll stick to every other rule that's in place. We've seen a stabilisation in the last few days, and we don't want to see that trend go the wrong way.
Victoria has reported 423 new cases and 2 deaths. The 2 deaths bring the toll from the state's current outbreak to 8. 149 of the new cases are linked to known outbreaks and 274 are still under investigation. Victorian residents will have to wait until Sunday to hear the government's proposed roadmap out of lockdown. Victoria's Ombudsman has announced an investigation into the state's COVID-19 border permits after getting more than 80 complaints from people wishing to enter Victoria, many of whom are Victorian residents trying to come home. In July, Victoria's Chief Health Officer declared all of New South Wales an extreme risk zone and Victoria closed its border. Ombudsman Deborah Glass says the situation has become increasingly urgent with the extended lockdown, and her office is hearing from people saying they face effective homelessness by being stuck interstate with nowhere else to go. South Australia is trying to ease pressure on its Medi-Hotel system by expanding a trial of home quarantine for returning travellers. 90 pre-selected Australian Defence Force personnel returning from low-risk countries will take part in the trial. In the United States, Atlanta's zoo says at least 18 Western lowland gorillas have tested positive for COVID-19, including 60-year-old Aussie, the oldest male gorilla in captivity. Zoo Atlanta said employees noticed the gorillas had been coughing, had runny noses, and showed changes in appetite. A veterinary lab at the University of Georgia returned positive tests for the respiratory illness, with 4 of the samples from the gorillas confirmed for the Delta variant. Senior Director of Animal Health at Zoo Atlanta, Sam Rivera, says the zoo will vaccinate the gorillas with a veterinary vaccine.
We suspect that it was one of the care team members that came to work, and that day that she worked, she was asymptomatic. According to our guidelines, for our animal care staff, if they have the slightest symptoms of a cold, they are to stay home. And as if so happens, the animal care team member, the following day, she developed signs that she suspected might be consistent with COVID and was tested and was positive.
And in sport, a small Swiss football club has caused a major upset on the opening day of the European Champions League. BSC Young Boys from Switzerland have defeated Manchester United 2-1 thanks to a dramatic winning goal in the 95th minute. Cristiano Ronaldo scored again for Manchester United, but his 3rd goal in 2 appearances was not enough to prevent defeat. And now today's weather. Perth, showers increasing, 21 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 20. Melbourne, similar conditions, 16. Hobart, cloudy and 14. Canberra, partly cloudy, 15. Wollongong, a shower or 2, 17 degrees. Sydney, similar conditions, 18. Newcastle, a shower or 2, 20 degrees. Brisbane, sunny and 24. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, a shower or 2 and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.